Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. At the conclusion of the fourth annual The Generation Youth Summit, the hum of excitement is broken by two familiar voices. Listen as evangelists Jim Van Gelderen and Bobby Mosler present a fresh look at this year's summit.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. You probably hear just a little bit of noise in the background. That's because we're in the lobby of the final night here of our The Generation Youth Summit. Many of you doubtless will be listening to this and you were here, but we know we've got quite a crew that would have loved to be here. And boy, this has been a great week, hasn't it been, Dr. Jim?
It's been unbelievable. This is Jim Van Gelderen. The only reason I introduced myself is because my voice is probably half shot out there announcing the games. It was a great time. Not that this matters, but Dr. Pepper won for all you people that like Dr. Pepper. But it was a great competition. It kind of weaved back and forth. But that was just the fun part of the time, but really, I think most of the young people would admit that the preaching and what God did in their hearts was the highlight.
Yeah, you know, our theme this year was The Generation Mobilized, and our burden was not just to talk about total surrender and total dependence, not just to find victory, though victory is essential, but to mobilize, to obey Jesus in fulfilling the Great Commission. And tonight's service was a very special time. I felt like really all day today, God met with us. I don't know if you want to recap some of that.
Well, really, this has been just an outstanding conference. Let me just put it this way, anybody who's listening. When a conference like this is put together, certainly we pray about it, but there's a certain sense where we need God just to lead. And when the thing is said and done, we look back sometimes in absolute awe and amazement how God leads the preachers to exactly what is needed. And the progression, you just think, wow, that was God was in that. And I know yesterday, Thursday, there were several messages preparing the way. But this morning, Pastor Matt Weber, God had put a deep burden on his heart. And God, this morning, he told me, texted me, and said, I'm free. I'm ready to go. And he gave us what we needed. It was a turning point in the week.
Yes, yes,
and I sensed there was a breaking. People got free. Mm-hmm. And it just snowballed since then.
Yeah. Dr. Jim's session in the afternoon, the Lord really met there. I could tell from the moment he got up, the Lord was working. Maybe you want to say something about how that ended up in that message there?
Sure. Well, we talked about really what faith does. And the whole point is when you trust God, He comes down, He enables, He strengthens. And we gave an invitation for young people this week who had made a decision for the Lord, and we're not ashamed of it, maybe publicly or privately. And then also those who were touched by the truth of dependence upon God to respond. And I don't know, 80-90% of young people came and knelt, spent time with God, and then one young man just started praying out loud. We didn't even mention that. And then I turned it into a corporate prayer meeting, and several prayed. And I call them cries of dependence. They weren't just your thank you for this day prayer. I mean, these were young people saying, God, I need you. And there was a spirit of crying out to God across the room, and it was really a sacred time. God encouraged hearts, there's no doubt about it.
Amen. Here this evening really was our call to action for the summit. We issued a 21-day evangelism challenge, and Lord really met with us in the message. I know I had a sense of liberty. I knew the Lord was working, and we gave an invitation at the end of how many would like to actually commit to 21 days of trying to verbally engage somebody with the gospel. And I was overwhelmed.
Yes, overwhelming.
At the invitation. I was expecting, I don't know, maybe 50, 60, maybe 100 would be good, but I think there had to have been,
I'd say 200 easy,
yeah,
I think at least 200.
Unbelievable. I was just practically in tears. And, you know, we're just thrilled with what God has done here this year. Obviously, in the competition, we felt like things went well. That was really exciting. But the point of this whole thing is not the competition. The point is for God to inspire a generation to total dependence and total surrender, to turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, when I saw those young people coming forward, and some adults as well, but obviously largely young people, you're really starting to almost do the math, thinking, wow, if every one of these people do this 21 times, how many times there'll be a gospel challenge out there on the streets or wherever? And it just begins to be encouraging. And I'll be honest with you, I think this is the kind of thing that will snowball.
Yes.
We have some public school students here. Yeah. I'm going to love to hear some stories coming out of public schools with these young people challenging other students with the gospel. Mm-hmm. What God could do with some of these young people's steps of faith, getting out of the boat, I believe we're going to hear some walking on water.
Amen. You know, and we don't want to leave our other folks out on what the Lord did. I know some of you, there's just no logistical way you could have come to the Youth Summit, and you're probably dying thinking, I want to be there, and my heart is to be a part of the generation and what God's doing there. So what we're going to be doing, we've done this in previous years, we're going to be getting all of the sermons, all of the workshops. We're going to try and put them all in order on the website so that you can listen to those. And we're going to be praying that God will work in your heart just like he worked in the heart of the young people here at the Youth Summit here in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin.
Yeah, let me encourage a young person to listen to them in order. There was something about the order that God was just flat in. I don't know how to explain it, and it will be a help to you. Now, the workshops, I heard great things about the workshops, and there's a variety of topics. Perhaps you could pick a couple, three out that will just say, I need to hear that. I think each room was full. And I think we have 10 workshops per time?
15 total.
Total. 15 total. And again, I think they were all full, and young people came, and I think we're touched and helped.
Amen. Well, we're grateful for all that God did here this week. We're grateful for you and for your heart to surrender to God and to depend on him. And we're going to sign off here, but just remember our battle cry is total surrender to God and total dependence on his power to turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.